We will go ahead and start as a subcommittee, and we have five items this morning, and three of those are for proposed for consent. So we'll go ahead and start with AB 1486 by Assemblywoman Anna Caballero.
We do have a quorum. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, we do have a quorum. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Senator Galjani.
Here.
Galjani here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk present. Berryhill. Dodd. Pan.
Here.
Pan present. Here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Go ahead and begin.
Thank you very much, and good morning, Chairwoman Galjani and members. I'm pleased to present AB 1486, which will allow businesses more flexibility on the on-site manufacture and sale of frozen desserts, like frozen yogurts, while continuing to ensure protection of the public. The manufacture and sale of these frozen confections at the retail level is an evolving industry, with businesses seeking to safely make frozen desserts using proprietary recipes. However, current law includes a number of complicated licensing rules that make it hard for the industry to grow. AB 1486 will simplify and add clarity to the license and sanitary requirements applicable to the frozen dessert manufacturing. The proposed new permit would allow facilities to make up to three times more on-site frozen desserts from pre-pasteurized dairy ingredients rather than under current law. It would also include labeling requirements for the packaging of the frozen dessert products for the on-site sale and updating the license fees for the permit to cover the program costs for inspections. In closing, 1486 gives the businesses greater flexibility in the on-site manufacture and sale of frozen desserts while continuing to ensure that the protection of public health through ongoing requirements for sanitary worker areas and observance of good manufacturing practices is under the inspection of CDFA. With me today to speak on behalf of the bill is Rachel Cater of the Dairy Institute of California and Dr. Beam, the branch chief of CDFA's Milk and Dairy Food Safety Program, is here to answer any technical questions that you might have.
Thank you. Do we have any witnesses in support? Do we have any witnesses in opposition? Okay, do we have any questions from members?
Move the bill.
Okay, we have a motion on the bill. With that, will the secretary please call the roll?
AB 1486, the motion is due pass and we refer to appropriations. Senators Galjani.
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk.
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Berryhill. Dodd. Pan.
Aye.
Pan, aye.
Okay.
I think Senator Berryhill.
We'll go ahead and hold the roll open, but you have three votes on that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And the other two items are on consent. Is that
yes.
correct? Okay. Thank you very much. No. I do appreciate the consent, and thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. Assemblymember Lackey. He's here to present AB 1131, dealing with district agricultural associations and joint powers agreements.
Well, good morning, Madam Chair, and other members. Thank you for the opportunity to present this bill. Senator George Renner's Senate Bill 1084 in 2010 transferred the management of all 50th District Agricultural Association assets to the Joint Powers Authority, which is run by the Antelope Valley Fair Association. The JPA, through the Antelope Valley Fair Association, conducts its audit annually. However, the property, buildings, and associated improvements are still part of the 50th District Agricultural Association. According to the California Department of Food and Agriculture, the property, buildings, and associated improvements must still be audited separately. Under these guidelines, the Antelope Valley Fair Association is subjected to two separate annual audits of the same assets. AB 1131 would allow the Antelope Valley Fair Association to have the audit responsibility assumed by the JPA, resulting in one comprehensive annual audit. And with me today is Dan Jacobs from the Antelope Valley Fair Association to testify in support.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. My name is Dan Jacobs. I'm from the Antelope Valley Fair, where I have been the CEO for 22 years. In 2010, SB 1085 was passed to allow the 50th DAA to form a joint powers authority to manage all aspects of the association, which included the Antelope Valley Fair. SB 1085, however, failed to foresee that existing law would create an anomaly that required the JPA and the 50th DAA to each conduct an audit for essentially the same thing. In essence, current law requires the 50th to conduct an audit whether they own any resources or have any responsibilities whatsoever. AB 1131 introduces legislation that creates more transparency concerning assets and operations associated with the association by clarifying the responsible party. Furthermore, an audit that includes both the JPA activities and the assets of the association enables CDFA to have a more accurate picture of ongoing activities than current legislation requires. AB 1131 does not create obscurities in existing law or lessen the oversight capabilities of the state. On the contrary, AB 1131 increases oversight over the district and its activities associated with the Antelope Valley Fair. Practically speaking, the JPA, through legislation, is managing currently all of the aspects and responsibilities of the 50th DAA. It makes sense that the entity is responsible, that the entity that is responsible for the management of the activities that take place should be responsible for the audit. Second, because SB 1085 legislation was absent any language pertaining to audits, all audits pertaining to the 50th DAA subsequent to the legislation are incomplete as to the activities that take place on state property. Third, AB 1131 corrects an inconsistency created with the passing of SB 1085 by allowing a single audit that combines the activities and assets of the JPA and the assets of the 50th DAA. In essence, AB 1131 enables more oversight by CDFA, not less. Fourth and finally, Berkey Cox, Evan, and Bradford, the current auditors for both the JPA and the 50th DAA, concur that the activities of the two entities can be included in a single audit and disclosed separately. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any other witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? Do we have any questions or comments from members?
I have a comment.
Thank you, Senator Wilk.
Thank you, Mr. Lackey, for bringing this bill forward and allowing me to be principal co-author. Some of the finest times in my life, in my youth, was at the Antelope Valley Fair. Wonder if you'd be willing to take a friendly amendment to move it back to the old fairgrounds, though?
I'll leave that up to him.
Only kidding on that. And Dan Goods, I didn't recognize you in a tie, but anyway, happy to support your bill today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we have a motion on your bill. With that, will the secretary please call the roll?
AB 1131, the motion is due pass and re-refer to appropriations. Senator Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Dodd? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye.
Congratulations, that bill is out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And let's go back to Assembly Bill 1486 by Assemblymember Caballero. We have three aye votes.
AB 1486, the most. Berryhill, aye. It's out.
Okay, that bill is out. And we have three items on the consent calendar, AB 564. By the Ag Committee dealing with food and ag, fruits, nuts, and vegetable inspections. Second, we have AB 768 by Assemblymember Aguiar Curry dealing with certified farmers markets and enforcements. Third, we have AB 1126 by the Assembly Agriculture Committee dealing with pesticides and carbon monoxide. We have a motion on the consent calendar. Will the secretary please call the roll?
On the consent calendar, Senators Galjani?
Aye.
Galjani, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Berryhill?
Aye.
Berryhill, aye. Dodd? Pan?
Aye.
Pan, aye.
Those bills are out. And that concludes our business for the Senate Ag Committee today. Thank you very much.